This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Saturday, November 9th at the Congressional United Church of Christ, it's their annual Christmas Bazaar and Bake Sale. They invite you to join them for their annual Craft and Bake Sale, featuring their Christmas Bake Sale and Nut Sale, with many craft items, baskets, wreaths, swags, hand towels, tie blankets, homemade dog treats, birdseed wreaths, bowl koozies, beautiful lighted bottles, and much more. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 9th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at First Congregational United Church of Christ. Patience will be the word of the day when it comes to waiting for election votes to be counted. Lisa Hale has more.
It will take as long as it takes. That's what Wisconsin's chief elections official Megan Wolf said when it comes to getting the ballots counted tonight.
I think a lot of our jurisdictions went into this election knowing that we were going to have a high number of absentees this year and looking to provide efficiencies to their counting process. But, you know, they're never going to sacrifice making sure that they get it right, that they follow the law for speed. And so it'll take as long as it takes to make sure that every eligible vote is counted and counted accurately.
Absentee ballots can be counted at some polling locations as soon as the polls open this morning. Others, such as municipalities with central count locations, won't start counting until the polls close at 8 o'clock.
This Saturday, November 9th, from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Iron Horse Inn in Hurley, the Mercer Loons are hosting their meat extravaganza. All proceeds will be benefiting the Mercer Loons MC and the local scholarships they provide to area youth. The meat will be provided from Pat's Foods of Hurley with Luke Penrose MC and butcher extraordinaire Jim Cuker. Once again, this is taking place this Saturday, November 9th from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Iron Horse Inn on Silver Street in Hurley. Hunters and trappers prepare! The November seasons have arrived! The trapping season has already begun! For the other season openings, we have Melissa Kay with more.
The DNR says there are three important dates to remember throughout November when these different seasons open. November 2nd is for beaver, mink, muskrat, and otter, trapping only, and raccoon for non-residents. November 11th is trapping only for mink and muskrat in the Mississippi River Zone. And November 23rd is opening season for crow and the beginning of deer gun season. It's the hunter and trapper's responsibility to double-check regulations and confirm you have all the necessary licenses before heading into the field. You can find more information at dnr.wisconsin.gov. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
College basketball underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's team opened up their season with an 85-61 win over Holy Cross in Madison. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he's determined who his starting five are going to be.
That was my main message to him tonight. As we go on this journey over the next five and a half months, we have to be together because it's going to be different people on different nights. Who starts? In my mind, I've never talked about it and made a big deal of who is starting. Everybody knows they need to be ready.
In Milwaukee, number 18th ranked Marquette with a 102-62 win over Stony Brook. UW Green Bay lost their opener on the road at Oklahoma State 89-76 under new head coach Doug Gottlieb. Baseball, the Brewers' Matt Arnold has been named Major League Baseball's Executive of the Year. Pitcher Frankie Montez will become a free agent after declining his option. NBA, the Bucks battled but let it slip away in the final minute, losing in Cleveland 116-114. The Bucks host the Utah Jazz on Thursday with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment feed, I'm Pete Schwabba. Some people cannot get enough of The Walking Dead or its many spinoffs. The Walking Dead Daryl Dixon gave a sneak peek at Season 3 after Season 2 wrapped up Sunday night. Season 3 will keep Daryl in Europe along with Carol. The two zombie fighters will find themselves in Spain for the new season, but there is no word on exactly how they ended up there. Seasons 1 and 2 were shot in France. The twosome's goal, according to The Hollywood Reporter, is to get back home to the U.S. and their fellow Walker Slayers. There is speculation that the recently released Juror No. 2 could be Clint Eastwood's last film. Critics and those in the Eastwood camp expressed disappointment the film was only released in 50 theaters last weekend, despite the consensus that the film is very compelling and received a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. At the very least, we have something good to stream very soon. Barbenheimer 2.0 is just around the corner, with films Gladiator 2 and Wicked kicking off the holiday box office season in a couple weeks. However, last weekend's box office did not impress. The movie Here, starring Tom Hanks, Robin Wright, and directed by Robert Zemeckis, landed with a thud on opening weekend. Here did not review particularly well, and audience approval is hovering at around 60%. The film whiffed big time with only a $5 million opening weekend, which landed it in fifth place overall. Repeating as box office champ following its opening weekend is Venom: The Last Dance. The third and final chapter of DC's Venom franchise took in $26 million domestically. Rounding out the top five are The Wild Robot in second place, Smile 2 at number 3, and Conclave at number 4. Another disappointment at the box office was Liam Neeson's new action film Absolution, which finished in 12th place, barely cracking $1 million. Martha Stewart might be dealing with a hangover due to her displeasure with her biopic Martha on Netflix. While promoting her new cookbook during an appearance on a game show similar to Family Feud, she took a shot at Ryan Reynolds. When asked which actors she would like to hang out with in real life, she listed George Clooney, her pal Snoop Dogg, and Brad Pitt, but made a point to say Ryan Reynolds is not funny in real life, adding that he is very serious. She also acknowledged her comments might not go over so well since the two are neighbors in real life. Despite the final season of Succession bringing Kieran Culkin his first Golden Globe Award, the actor has still not seen the series finale. In a recent appearance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Culkin said he missed it because he was in Poland filming a movie and then went right to a vacation with his family. The actor told Colbert he knows what happens, but just sort of missed his chance. If only there was a way he could still watch it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy and breezy with scattered rain likely, especially this afternoon. Our high today, 47, with wind northeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, 32. The rain will end this evening. We could end up with a half inch or more by the time it's done. Tomorrow, it'll be partly cloudy with a high near 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.